and welcome to this week's episode of Strange Gang Geeks Out podcast. I'm Bailey. I'm here with Morgan and
Hello.
Megan.
Hey.
This week we're talking about Les Miserables, or Les Mis, as people say it.
Yes. They say, like, if you can't say it in French, just say Les Mis. And so I just say Les Mis because I know that if I tried to pronounce it, I probably wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, wait a minute. Before we do talk about Les Mis, we're in a different study room, right beside the one we're normally in, and it's connected to a different one.
And so you might hear some back chatter or noise
or whatever, but that's just the other people in the other room. But this room is nice. Like, the sun is right in my face, so that's nice. Right.
There's a plant
in here.
Yeah. Like a plant. Yeah.
I feel rejuvenated.
It's a very big plant. Very pretty.
We need to cut some of the dead off of it, though.
Yeah.
It's going to die.
But we're going to try our best to carry on with this episode.
We'll just talk louder than we normally do.
I guess. But I'm going to feel bad for those people because, I mean, we can hear them. They can hear us. But it's whatever. Moving on to Les Mis.
I want to clarify first that it's been a while since I've listened to it, so I might be just a little bit rusty.
Well, we can talk about the film.
Uh-huh.
We can talk about the show. I can talk about the book since I've read the book. Y'all have
Gosh.
Not. So I'll talk about the book.
Bows down.
Doesn't he have like 2 whole pages dedicated to the sewer or something?
30 pages.
That's even worse.
That's great.
Yeah, 30 pages.
Just for the sewers of Paris.
Mm-hmm. He liked to, Victor Hugo, the writer of Les Miserables, he liked to say what was going on in the time period and what was going on before the time period.
Mm-hmm.
So he liked the lots of details. And then eventually he got into the story. And then the next chapter, it would go back to history lesson.
I feel bad for his editor, whoever that was.
The same.
Was I don't even think there was an editor. Literally, he just wrote it,
and
then they published it later. So
yeah, because there's a big we're gonna start with the book. There's a big time gap of when he wrote this, right? Because he wrote it, and then like there was a couple of years where he didn't.
Yeah,
and then he continued.
There was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember how long. I want to say 15 to 20-ish years, but
I think
he had the main storyline down, and then I think he filled in all the history stuff.
Mm.
Was he the one who wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Notre Dame? How do they say it in French?
Notre Dame? No, I don't know.
I could have sworn he was the same
American
guy.
Pronunciation is Notre Dame, right?
Well, yeah, it is Notre Dame.
But I would say if you're going to, like, say you're talking about the Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
We can just look up Victor Hugo.
That's
what
I don't know.
I've only ever read Les Mis.
I want to say maybe.
It is Victor Hugo.
Yeah, he's related with that. But he did some other stuff, too.
I'm looking up his works.
He did something else. He's pretty famous.
He is.
Just as those two.
Well.
He could have.
I've never read.
There's Les Contemplations?
That could have just been like essays or something. Who knows?
Les Contemplations?
Anyway,
The Man Who Laughs.
The book.
Yeah, I don't know any of these.
There's so much information in it. It's regarded as the brick. And Bailey owns it. And she
wrote a William Shakespeare book.
You read it for what? The better part of a year?
Yeah, it was almost a year. It was less than a year. I read it on and off. I didn't read it religiously because it is very dry. But the story, I wanted to read it before the storyline and like all the details that you're missing from the play and even the movie. So, yeah, I think it took me like 8 months to complete, but I didn't read it every day.
Yeah.
Like, because I was in school. Well, still in school. Like, high school, and it was very demanding senior year. We were trying to get ready for college.
Yeah, you read it. Junior year into senior year. That's how long it took, because I remember we got it.
Yeah.
You got the book when it was, like, cold outside, so.
Well, he wrote a lot of things, but the only thing I know him by is
Limits. And Hunchback, I guess.
I guess no.
Which is nice.
I never read the book.
I always knew there was a connection, but I've never read that. Never read Hunchback. I've only seen the movie, the Disney adaptation.
I think I've only seen the movie once.
Probably
it's not my favorite.
It's
like, I've never even seen the movie.
There's a sequel. I've seen them both.
Yeah, but they said the Disney-fied version is totally different from what actually happens.
Oh, yeah.
So too bad they didn't make like a Disney Les Mis
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, there's still time. They might.
Yeah, you never know. Okay. Okay, so we can't do anything more you want to talk about the book, like characters from the book?
Well, we'll come back to the book.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
We can come back to it. It's sure. Mostly the same. Like they had a lot of the main plot points in the movie and the show.
Should we move on to the musical, or do you want to talk about the movie?
I heard a lot of people don't like the movie. I didn't mean to just jumpstart that, but...
Well, you guys want to... We'll talk about the movie real quick, because I'm sure we'll get more stuff about the musical.
Yeah. Like we'll talk about more. The movie came out, I think, 2012 on Christmas. 2012 or 2013 on Christmas. I have actually a picture of it to correlate with some other things me and Megan were talking about when we talked about Anastasia, like, forever ago. So...
Oh, okay, so the movie. I like the movie.
Why don't people like it?
I watched it on Netflix, I think.
2012.
We now have it on DVD.
Yeah, and you gave me the DVD.
Oh, I bought it. It wasn't on Netflix. I bought it on DVD because I wanted to watch it. So I bought the movie version, the 2012 version, and then I bought the 25th anniversary edition version because Karen was in
that. We only watched that one. We watched that twice.
Nick Jonas is also in that. So. And Norman Lewis is in that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but a lot of people don't like that because they don't like the guy who plays Jean Valjean, which I don't know who that is.
Now that you mentioned that, I remember people were like, can't be any worse than the time Nick Jonas was in Les Mis. Did he do that bad?
No. He played Marius.
Like, I think it's, people didn't like it because it was a performance. It was not, like, the play. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the musical. They were performing it.
They didn't. It wasn't. And you know when they
filmed, had mics on the stage and they were just singing in a line.
Sometimes when they film these musicals, they do it like that. They just put the mics and then they come up like Enjolras would be standing right beside Grantier. Then right beside Grantier was like Marius. And then everybody was like standing in a row and they would just sing their parts.
Yeah,
they kind of do that with, I remember like Ramin Karimloo and Sierra Boggess, they were in the Secret Garden. They did like they did that. But it wasn't like a stage production. It was just like where they stand and they sing.
It's kind of like,
And then they sit down.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's kind of like the... They just did the Little Mermaid live, and they just did the songs, and people were so mad. Oh. But they specified this: "Hey, we're just performing the songs. This isn't the whole play." But people were still mad because they didn't do the play.
Yeah, but they're making it into a movie, so chill.
Yeah. Oh, the girl who plays her, she's pretty. I think she's gonna do good.
Yes, Moana. I'm really excited.
No.
The movie. Oh, okay. I don't know who the actress is, but
yeah, I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Very, very.
Anyway, back to the movie of
Les Mis. So, I don't know how...
So, we watched the book. Okay, so you got it on DVD.
From you reading the book and then watching this movie, how close do you think that they got it?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. I don't know. So, anyway, I wanted to watch the movie.
I said, all the main plot points are there.
Okay. And then we watched that, and it was great. They did the music, live. That's what the director wanted to do.
Yeah, I liked that.
So, and they don't sing very well, and he also wanted them to do that as well, to be, actual people and not, professional singers.
But,
although most of the people who were in
the cast are, a lot of Broadway people, professional singers. Eric DeVate
was in it. Hadley Frazier was in it.
For one scene.
Yeah,
we're talking about the movie now?
Yeah, we're talking about the film.
He literally yells cannon. Yeah. Well, I think he said some other stuff.
Oh, Newt Scamander. I can't think of his real life name, was it?
Eddie Redmayne.
Newt Scamander.
Newt Scamander. On the barricade.
Newt.
Just magic.
Yes, I'll try it.
Saves everyone by magic.
Yeah, his name is just Newt now, forever.
I'm trying to think.
Anne Hathaway. Did you mention
Anne Hathaway,
her?
The kid who plays, what's the kid's name again?
What? Oh,
I know who you're talking about.
Gavroche is played by Daniel Huddleston, I think that's his last name. Who he plays,
he's in
Jack
Into the Woods.
In Into the Woods.
Yeah.
So I was like,
his voice is beautiful. But I don't know about now because he's probably hit puberty, but.
Sam plays Eponine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
Samantha.
Samantha Barks.
Yeah, I've got.
I was trying to remember her name. Is it Barks? Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays Eponine.
Did you say Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah, she plays Cosette.
Seyfried.
It looks like Save Fry.
I don't. Just
she
call
plays
her
Cosette.
Yes.
Cosette. Oh, did you mention Helena?
Bonham
Carter.
And
there's so many people
and
then in
her. What are they, cousins? Yeah, I can think they're cousins.
I don't remember.
Are they cousins? Yeah, they're somehow related.
Sasha is her cousin, and they play America Boy in
the Third and Ours.
Yeah.
The boy's name is Daniel Huddleston.
It's Thardin A. It's not Third and R. It's Thardin A.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I can't pronounce words. I can't pronounce the word pronounce.
It's okay. French is hard.
Yeah. French is hard.
But then you have, like, other key figures, like Anne Hathaway, like we said, and then you have Russell Hugh Jackman, Crow. Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm.
It's a good cast.
Hugh Jackman. Oh. I love Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Colm Wilkinson's in this.
He plays the
He's been on Broadway for, like, the longest time ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's Mental. In this. And he also did Les Mis, but on Broadway, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful cast, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. All these people are backed into this movie, and you don't even know unless you watch it.
And mm-hmm. we're definitely, like, missing people. All of the... The
ABC.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you say that? ABC, Les Mis, or a Mis, ABC? It just means friends of the ABC. So all of those actors who I don't remember their names.
Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of people in it. It's a good
George Blagden. Yes.
Okay. But yeah, it's pretty to the point. Like, okay, so in the book, most of the beginning is like, it's like history lessons with Victor Hugo. And then he'll talk about, like, his made-up story. Like, he based the story on people, like, around the time and stuff. So he'll talk about, like, the made-up story. And then he'll go back into history, just setting context. And then he'll, like, why someone thinks this is history. Like, he'll do history. And then mm-hmm. the next person. The only thing that's not included in the film that I think that I really remember is when Marius is trying to date Cosette,
they're not courting.
They're okay. No, he follows her around for a while.
He stalks.
Just like he looks at her from afar, and he's like, "Oh, she's beautiful," and he's
in love.
He tries to talk to her, and he chickens out like a lot of the time. And then he's like, "I'll just
me. That's me."
And he's like, I'll just stare at her. And then they eventually, like, start talking and stuff. Like, one day, she's not with Jean Valjean. And, her dad?
Yeah.
Not dad.
Air quotes.
They're not together, and they talk, and then they start seeing each other secretly. And it doesn't show that, in the thing. It just shows, like, they meet once, and then the second time they meet, they're like, okay, we're running away.
Yeah.
That's the film. But I understand, like, but... That was like the main story. Jean Valjean was like the main story.
Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman.
It also doesn't show Eponine. Eponine's like crazy. Like she's crazy.
In the book?
Yeah. In the book. Like I feel like she has some mental problems. Because she likes following Marius around. But like her dialogue and her inner dialogue is really weird. Like, I can't remember specific examples. I just remember being really disturbed by, like, what she was saying.
You're disturbing, Eponine.
And she would, like, I remember she would, like, sing random songs. Maybe because she was just poor and, like, she would sing. And why are you laughing?
She would sing random songs, maybe because she was poor.
And she wanted money, like, from people walking
she
by.
She just sang random songs, maybe because she was walking poor. Down the street.
My little teapot.
No, no, like that.
Great. She like, throws money.
Like, you know how people like busk?
Yeah, she
would do that.
I get you.
What country
it was just the way you phrased that. It was funny.
Yeah,
it's
like 1700s.
Yeah.
1700s. Oh, that was funny.
Anyway, yeah, she would do that.
She thought of you.
Yeah, she would do that, but, like, her song, like, I don't remember, like, the manner of the songs, but, like, yeah, that would happen, and, am I forgetting things? There's not a lot. Oh, yeah, they don't show, like, after he takes Cosette away from, the bad people.
Air quotes.
They go live in a convent, and he, like, works in a convent. He, like, doesn't live in the convent, he lives separately, because the convent... But at that time, it was only women, and no men were allowed in there, so he had to live separately.
Mm-hmm.
And he gardened and stuff, and she grew up in the convent, and these nuns kind of raised her, and she would, like, see Jean Valjean, like, every day for lunch or something like that. Yeah, they don't show that. But anyway, they eventually, Javert, like, finds out that they're, like, in town or something, and, like, they leave. And then that's, like, the next time you see them, she's grown up. Or she's, like, growing up. But yeah.
How old is she supposed to be, like, when she meets
Like 15.
Newt Scamander.
15 or something like that.
And how old is he?
He's in college, so he would have been like 18 or 19 or 20.
Yikes.
He was kind of poor as well because he wasn't taking money from his grandfather. So he only had like one good hat and like one good pair of pants and a shirt, but they still had holes in them and stuff. But he was still going to college. Like they were.
I think
he was like going for business or something. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, I know. It's
an honorable mention would be the new BBC miniseries. It kind of shows like the backstories of stuff. It's really close. I would say closer than this movie with the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't finished it yet.
I haven't even watched it because I completely forgot.
As a sidebar into that, when Cosette is born, Marius is like four.
Yeah, he's a couple years older. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad. Yeah.
She's 15, and I said he was like 19 or 20. That's like 5 years big.
Okay, that's a little. That's better than I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Avengers. funny. Like,
what's the stale baguette thing?
I don't know. Someone made this text post on Tumblr and somehow it made its way to Pinterest, but it's just a picture of Aaron Tveit in his like wig. Being on Jarvis.
Listen here, you still.
Yeah, and I just use it all the time because it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, the memes are good.
Yeah, they are.
I wish there were more. Like, there's enough. Yeah. Basically, that is the book. Yeah. Because she's always in his apartment. Always there. Like,
why are you here?
And we're talking about Eponine at Marius's apartment because he has like this little room.
Uh huh.
Apartment building, and there's one point where she. There's like a hole in the wall, and she's in the other apartment, and she's looking through.
No!
Yeah, at him.
No!
They use that, though, later. No. They use that hole later to spy on, like, Javert or something
hate.
Like that.
I hate that. How old is Eponine?
Oh, I don't know. She's like a teenager as well. I don't remember her age.
I think when Cosette goes to live with it, how do you pronounce her last name? Not Thayer Denard's how I was saying it, but like, how do you say that?
Thardanaise.
They're around the same age.
Oh, okay.
They're around the same age, but like, I just know, like, in the book, they like specifically said, like, she was like 15 or 16 or something like that.
Okay.
Alright. I gotcha. Because they're like, as soon as she was born, and then Fantine leaves, like, they say how many years go by.
Oh.
That she's not seeing her, but they sent letters and stuff, and they were asking for money and everything.
Listen here, you still forget me.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, on my Pinterest board.
Yeah.
I love that picture of him. Yep. He looks so disgusted.
So there's these, I don't know, the people in the Les Mis, like, fandom community are great, and there are these one text posts where Jean Valjean is like, there's this one, I'm trying to find it, but I found the other one, he says, Swiggity Swag, I'm your dad.
Then he says later towards the end of the movie,
it has a screen cap from the end of the movie, and it's like, hashtag Swiggity Swag, I'm not actually your dad. And it's just, it's pure gold. Like, I love it. It's beautiful.
Funny. Swiggity Swag.
Here's on Jarvis.
Orange juice.
Thomas the Engine. He's been photoshopped on the Thomas the Engine train. There's an explanation, but I'm not going to read it.
We have a running joke that before I started listening to or even watching or anything, have anything to do with Les Mis, Morgan would mention, say his name for me, Morgan.
Enjolras?
Yeah. And I would say, did you say orange juice?
So now she calls him orange juice.
Yeah,
and it made me really angry.
Yeah, I basically only call him orange juice.
Yep. Oh, and they also don't, in the movie and in the musical, I mean, I know they can't get everything in there, but basically, Eponine, there is this guy. I can't remember his name. His name is funny, though.
What? That's a little scary looking.
Yeah. His name is kind of funny. I can't remember what it is. But, so, Eponine and knows this other guy. I'm going to, like, kick myself for not, like, remembering his name. But that guy is part of a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, go around and, like, kill people.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's, like, related to... They're not related. She's just, like, I think... the Dirt and Arts or Tardanaise however you want to pronounce it, employ those people mm-hmm. to, like, go and rough people up and kill them and stuff and get money.
Sorry, more memes. I feel real bad. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, anyway, so she, there's this, the guy likes her, but she's like, I don't like you, I like Marius, right? So, like,
oh, it's funny.
They talk about him a lot, and, like, they have guns, and they, like, they don't smuggle guns, but they, it talks about, like, how they have guns and stuff, and they're, like, in this gang, and nice. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So, that's a part that could have been in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would have been interesting.
I feel
like
would've.
Maybe, this movie is, like, the movie version, the 2012 version, is almost 2 hours long, or I would say about 2 hours long,
it's over
but
two
it's
hours.
Actually 4 hours long, and they cut 2 hours out
yeah,
of it. So, just open your soda, it's fine. So, really, they probably filmed a lot more content that we will never mm-hmm. see, and that's the only thing I don't like about, like, movies, where they have to cut things. I will set for 4 hours. I will do it. And watch whatever
yeah,
you got.
Yeah,
will.
Most people won't, but I will.
Okay,
my
anyway.
Mom, people she did it for Titanic! My mom so. Hates it when movies are 2 hours. When the movie's, like, 2 hours long, she'll lean over to me and she's like, man, this is a long movie, isn't it? I'm like, not really. Most movies are about 2 hours.
Yeah. But, like, they can only get so much story and they have to set up, like,
yeah.
the back
mm-hmm.
round and then they, like, go into the actual mm-hmm. problem. So, like, that's how it is.
Yeah.
A good paper is not a page and a half.
No.
No.
I
okay,
mean, there you go.
Let's move into, well, we kind of talked about the musical, but should we touch
yeah,
more
let's
on
go,
that?
Let's,
that go
let's
back
talk about the music,
because
that's what I enjoy.
The music is good.
Yeah.
Music is good.
You haven't listened to it in a while, but I listen to it, like, all the time. Like, I'm pretty sure I've memorized Empty Chairs and Empty Tables, because I was singing it the other night.
The last song I remember listening to was On My Own, and that was actually probably a month
I think that was
ago.
The first song I ever heard. Because it was in Glee, and I watched that when I was in middle school, so that's in, I think, the first episode of Glee. So,
it is?
Yeah, On My Own. Lea Michele's character sings it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Oh!
I don't know, I didn't
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen Glee, but I, there's this YouTuber I watch who goes, who's like, this show is dumb, and then he talks about why he thinks
yeah.
it's dumb.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch him, too.
Yeah.
I remember saying.
It's Alex,
it's
right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Alex. I just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, I heard that song, and then we got back into Broadway stuff when we were in ninth grade, thanks to Megan, because her mom loves Phantom of the Opera. And then...
And she took me to see it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I saw it when I was six, too,
oh,
but
okay.
I barely remembered it.
Good for you.
And then she took me to see it, and then I was like, guys, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which I had heard
oh,
about
hey,
before.
It is really good.
Yeah. So then that kind of like kickstarted us all into like Broadway musicals and music and all this stuff, which
think,
we still love today. So
yeah, I think we all listen to different
thanks,
types,
Megan.
Though.
Well, yeah, I think we listen to some similar things, but for the most part, we listen to different.
Like things. I kind of like that. I really recently been into the comedy musicals,
mm-hmm.
like Beetlejuice, Mean Girls. Heather's, you know, those comedy, they're teen musical, whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I only like Angst and Sadness. So
same.
I was listing them on my finger. I'm like, Next to Normal, Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis.
Well, those were just the recent ones. I really, if you want some Angst and Sadness, I really like Waitress.
Yeah, but that one has a happy ending. But
it does.
Good.
It is good.
Oh, Beautiful is good. Oh, that kind of
yeah, that's also
good.
Sad.
Anyway, we're not talking about that today.
Good ending, though.
Yeah, good ending. It was good. Sad, whatever. Anyway, so we're going to talk about the music.
Yes.
We're going to continue talking about the music. We have to stay on track.
Yes.
So we don't go off the dance. All right,
here we go.
Claude Michael, I'm not pronouncing his last name, wrote the music.
Michelle?
No.
I don't know why that was
Claude
funny.
Michael. I'm not pronouncing his last name. It's,
you know,
it's,
really, to bring that,
foreign,
to bring that name
so.
Up,
sorry,
to bring that name up, the main setting of Les Mis is in Saint-Michel.
Oh.
Right? Yes? Because Gavroche, he sings, here are my slums, right, in Saint-Michel, and then he's like...
I mean, it's all over the place.
Something about my patch, which... I think means his group.
There's lots of places that
just
they
know, it's
use.
France.
Yeah, it's France.
Yep. And then our playwright is Alain Boubiou. I love him.
I love him so much.
But yeah, he wrote the play.
And it was on Broadway for like 30 years.
A long time.
And then they just took it off a couple of years ago.
It was like the longest running. It was the longest running show.
Yes. And now Phantom
is back. Yeah. It's back.
It was like
I think it was still at West End.
Yeah, left West End, so it's still there, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like they were doing repairs, or maybe that was in New York. I can't remember. I know
Phantom went off for 6 months for repairs a couple of years ago.
But they were saying, 2 years ago. Let me get on their Instagram.
But so Les Mis was the oldest, then Phantom, then I think Cats, and then it goes down the line. Wicked's in there somewhere, but then they took
Wicked's
away.
Wicked's 2003.
Wicked hasn't been that long. It's still on Broadway since then. So it's on that list. It's on that list of like musicals that have been on Broadway for.
How could I forget about Wicked? I just kind of.
It's good.
It kind of got pushed aside somehow.
Oh, they're on tour right now. But are they?
Wicked?
New York? No, Les Mis is on
tour. Oh, they're in Pittsburgh.
What?
To go see yet?
But they're expensive. The tickets were too expensive.
The tickets were terrible.
They were like over $100 per person.
What?
Yeah. It was like $156
even, like,
per
the
person.
Nose, air quote, nosebleed ones, because there's not really nosebleed.
Yeah, like everything
in the back.
It wasn't
it was
good stuff
in the back. It was
so
like
I felt really sad.
Because
like,
mom was like, yeah, I want to go. And we were like, no. And then we tickets and we were like, nope.
That's awful. Yeah. No, you mean we. Because we're talking.
We?
We?
How do you say? Oh, was it just no?
It's not nasal. Oh, okay. Use your nose.
This says Les Mis concert until 30th of November and live in cinemas the 2nd of December.
Cinemas?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Does that mean they're just redoing the movie or the 25th anniversary?
My own.
So what do you think your favorite song is?
It's only One Night Only. There's like silence.
It's a stage concert. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that.
This is pretty basic, but I really love One Day More.
That's a great
I sing
song.
It all the time.
Yes. We quote it all the time. Remember, like, we'll get to, like, end of finals and be like,
One Day More.
Like, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
I like that song, and then I like At the End of the Day, both versions. There's one at the beginning, and then there's one when we meet the friends of the ABC. So we're meeting Al Shalrus and Grant here, and Eddie Redmayne's character, Mario.
I like One Day More.
You mean Newt's Commander.
Newt's Commander. I'm so sorry.
Guys, it's one flash one name, okay?
And everybody else. I can't remember their names. Jolie's one of them.
I don't remember their names.
I feel so bad.
They talk about all of them in the
I used to have their
in
names
the
memorized, but it's been too many.
All of them, I think I have around like half a page of pages that are like talking about like all the people and stuff. Grant Sierra has more stuff.
I also kind of like Master of the House. That's a song, right?
No, I hate that song.
I hate that song, too.
I like how it's kind of like, it's,
no.
I like, it's upbeat. I just kind of like that.
No. I like Kayla Stettle singing anything. I like when she sings it, but I don't like the song.
I don't like the song either.
I don't know. It's kind of catchy.
I like the meme where they're taking the... How do you pronounce their last name again?
Thurdenay.
They're taking them out of the wedding for Marius.
In the movie.
They get married. Bam.
Spoiler.
Okay. Okay. Who does Marius get married to?
Like,
that girl.
Yeah.
I never said her name.
That girl.
Okay. Anyway, they get married and they try to go to the wedding and they like they take them out and there's that really funny meme where they're like, "We'll never be royal."
No. Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that.
Okay, that's great. So, what's your favorite song?
I said them while y'all were talking, but I like
say it again.
I like On My Own and One Day More.
Oh yeah,
those two are my favorites.
Also, I like Jean Valjean's soliloquy that he sings, where he's like,
yeah, no, that's sad. I don't like that.
It is,
so.
It's great.
I cried when I first saw it.
Because, like, the,
it's
the priest guy is like, go out, go make an honest man of yourself. And he's like, sure darn will.
Sure darn will.
Yeah.
Back to the, I want to talk about the Master House again just real quick. But, the scene in the movie, it's kind of gross, right? That's
Santa
that one.
Santa is there.
Santa, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they
like
run.
That.
I mean,
run,
it's kind of gross.
Say
it is.
The equivalent of like a hotel.
It's like an inn.
Inn hotel thing. Whatever.
It's a
but
bar,
they're robbing
right?
people, basically.
It's also like, well, okay, inns back then had like a bar. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's just how they worked. That's how they worked. But they're like robbing people left and right. If you watch the sequence, I mean, yeah. I don't know how long it's been, but I remember it very vividly.
Yeah, they're like con men.
Yeah.
They've been con men since, and the TV show shows more than the movie or the show.
Oh, I'm sure. Cause
yeah, or the Broadway show. But they go into much more detail. And literally in the book, this happens too. Third and the main guy, the dad, he was in the war.
Yeah.
But like he was abandoning the war. Like he was like not doing his civic duty, and like he was like retreating or whatever. And like he comes across all these like dead people, and Marius is
I see dead people.
No, Marius's dad was like half dead, and he like steals from him.
Oh.
And then his dad wakes up, and he's like, oh, "You're here to save me." And he like literally piggybacks him, and he saves him, and he's like, "You're a good man." And, like,
and then he
they don't know. They don't know.
That's where if you remember in the 2012 movie, he has his ring, and then he gives it back later.
Yeah,
that's where he got it from. He stole it.
Yeah, from his dad. Yeah, he stole his stuff. He's like, because his dad's like. Marius' dad is like, oh, where's my stuff? And he's like, oh, they took it all.
He literally had it in his pocket.
Yeah,
they took it, not
like,
me.
I think, like, watching the miniseries and then going back and watching the movie, especially if you haven't read the book and you don't know that context, like, the Battle of Waterloo, right? That's the one that was going on.
I believe so.
It gives you a lot more perspective of the story.
Also, if you don't want to read the book, there is a shorter version, a bridged version.
Yes.
I read the unabridged version. That's over 1,000 pages. So, then, you know.
30 pages about a sewer.
Yeah, it cuts stuff like that out. Yeah. But, yeah, there's the abridged version. And then there's different versions of the abridged version. They update it every so often. So.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it updated?
Because it's like a classic.
That's just what they do.
They just put a different cover on it and be like, here, buy it.
Basically.
Like, if you go to the bookstore, they've got the abridged version, and they've got three different versions of the brick. And one is, like, paperback, which is the one we got. And then Bailey wanted me to buy her the one that's, like, hardback, but it was, like,
$40. Oh, there's, like, a leather bound one I wanted.
So we bought the $15
one. Well, because the brick is not in the best condition.
No.
It's not ripped or anything. It's just, like, folded and, like,
I would
matted
say
and stuff from being in my bag for years.
If you're an avid book reader and you really want to take care of the book, I would say buy the more expensive one. But if you have the money to do so, but if you don't, just buy the cheap one. Because
or just get it, like, on Kindle or something because it's
that
so
too.
Long.
That too.
So long. Yeah. LOL. So long. We're leaving. Actually, yeah.
So long.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
See you.
Oh, wow.
See you.
We just cut off right there.
See you next
Goodbye.
So, follow us on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
What's our thing?
@_strangegames.
Yes. Ask us questions.
Yeah.
We still don't have people asking us questions, but thank you for listening.
Fine. We don't care.
The many people in many locations. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.